This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Debbie Nuss and Beverly Olson. Debbie is chair of the Everybody Counts group, and we also have Beverly Olson, who is executive director of Shepherd's Crossing, kind of working hand-in-hand with a special event that's coming up. And Debbie, I know maybe you want to mention the other groups that are involved in a bit what we're talking about today.
Sure, Kathy. Well, what we're talking about today is a poverty simulation that's going to be held on Saturday, February 25th, from 1:30 to 4 p.m. at the Harris Activity Center. And the co-sponsors of this simulation are First United Methodist Church, Thrive Manhattan, Everybody Counts, Shepherd's Crossing, K-State Research and Extension, and Stepping Stones Child Advocacy Center.
And very good. And I know you have an event coming up you've been working very hard on. I've seen numerous, you know, flyers and different things going out and about there. But kind of fill us in what you're planning.
Well, what we're planning for that day is a poverty simulation. And what it is an opportunity for people who really have a recognition that poverty does exist in our community. But this is an opportunity for them to have an understanding of what it means to live in poverty. And so what happens on that day is that people come in and they either are participating as part of one of 26 families, or they are participating as resource providers. And the family units that are there that day, well, everybody actually, goes through what it's like to live in poverty for 1 month. So they have to make decisions and make choices as family members when they access resources. And they do it within a time limit. A week is 15 minutes. So there's four 15-minute weeks. That equals a month. And then people experience the decisions and the challenges and the frustrations that people who live in poverty experience every day.
And Beverly, I guess the role that Shepherd's Crossing is playing in this whole simulation, I guess we should call it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Shepherd's Crossing is an intricate part in our community in helping folks who are in a poverty situation, supposedly an emergency situation, but oftentimes it's a continual throughout the year. So we're encouraging business owners, employers, folks like that to be a part of this simulation, because even though we see the folks and we talk to them at Shepherd's Crossing about their poverty situation, we help them pay a bill, we'll help them, of course, go through a budget, that whole process is like across the table. We're not really in their shoes. We're not really in their home. We don't go to the dentist with them. We don't go to the doctor, the pharmacist, the grocery store, those kind of places, and we don't really see this emotion, the stress, the anxiety that they have to go through when they're trying to decide whether to pay for a prescription or pay for food for their family. So we're welcoming many folks in our community to just come and be a part of it, to understand that in a little better picture.
And Debbie, I think a lot of us have no idea what it's like. I've had a few times in my life when things were pretty tough, but to have it, you know, day after day and make some of these decisions, and maybe more specifically, you know, you're shortening, of course, the weeks and minutes and that kind of thing, but what will they be looking at? And she mentioned grocery stores and going to the dentist and trying to pay for some of these things. They have to evaluate all these different things, I would guess.
They do. You know, there are two objectives for the families that are going through this process when they make their decisions. They first objective is to provide for the necessities of their family. And then the second one is to keep a roof over their head, or, well, to maintain shelter. So that could take a variety of forms. And then to reach those objectives, they interact with what are called community resources. And Beverly mentioned some of those that Shepherd's Crossing is aware of through their work. But these providers are a variety of profit, nonprofit, government entities. So we're talking about they'll need to potentially go to a bank to see about getting a loan, or if their checking account is overdrawn, how they take care of that. They may interact with a police officer because they may have a ticket that they need to take care of, or they may have committed a crime, that there's something to deal with there. They will interact with social service agencies. They'll interact with the sales clerk at the local discount store or at the supermarket. So they will go through, like I said, a week in 15 minutes of needing to make choices about how they use their own resources. And then if they don't have enough resources themselves, what happens then when they go to the agencies that are there to provide them with resources? And as Beverly says, you know, it's one thing for us to know that poverty exists in our community. And those of us that care about addressing this issue in our community, we all recognize that things are not necessarily, there are a lot of positive things going on in Manhattan, but not everyone benefits from all those positive things. And, you know, our poverty rate has remained consistently high over the years. It exceeds 20%. And for a community that's growing in population, to see that 20% stay the same or even increase a little bit means that there are still a lot of unmet needs in the community and that we have a big challenge ahead of us. And this poverty simulation hopes to address this issue. How do we help people break that cycle of poverty? You know, we know that there's generational poverty. We know that in Manhattan, wages are low, housing expenses are high, cost of living is high. But what can we do to help individuals break that cycle? And then what can we do as a community to address the issue of the whole as a whole? And, you know, it's one thing. I'm part of Thrive, and I have been partnered with a family over the last 18 months. And I have seen firsthand the struggles that they have had and the decisions that they have had to make mm-hmm. regarding where resources go. But I still don't know what that feels like for them. I can empathize, but I don't know what it's like to go to bed at night and know whether or not I'm going to be evicted from my apartment the next day. I don't have to worry about that, but people do. And so we're hoping that by participating in this kind of a simulation, that others can get that sense of what it's like to feel frustrated, to feel uncertain, to feel anxious, to feel depressed, and then on the other side, have a little bit of admiration for people that they are able to get up the next morning and go forward and try and figure things out and take care of their families.
Beverly, who would you encourage to attend this? It should be quite the experience.
You know, I wish we had room for 1,000 people, because having been at the Chamber of Commerce event last weekend, it made me realize we have so many business owners, so many employers, so many city officials, county officials, school employees, anything that you can imagine as you go through the streets of this wonderful town. Every one of them could be very instrumental in helping this poverty situation. So, I mean, I just named a few of them, but I think one of the things that I get concerned about is when folks are in a stressful situation, like not being able to pay for a bill that's necessity, for them and their family, is that they might turn to something drastic, such as commit a crime. And then, of course, our police force is in the midst of all that, or Pawnee Mental Health needs to be a part of that. So there's so many different facets and spokes to the wheel that make this work or not work. And we're just inviting anyone and everyone to come over Saturday. Of course, it's coming up this Saturday already. It's just a couple of hours of your time on a Saturday afternoon. I don't think there's even a game on Saturday afternoon, so it might leave some free time for folks. But I think it would be an eye-opener for all of us, really.
And I guess the deadline's today, Debbie.
It is. And if people want to register, it's real easy to do that. You just go to the First United Methodist Church Manhattan.org website, and there's a link on their website to do it. We can have up to 80 participants in this. Those 80 participants then get divided into families and then also get divided into this resource providers. I will say, though, if somebody doesn't quite remember to register today and there's still space available, I bet we'd still take people over the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm. But to be safe, they need to register by today. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It's now 9:16. And again, we have with us today Debbie Nuss, and she's chair of Everybody Counts, and Beverly Olson, executive director of Shepherd's Crossing. 537-1350 if you have questions for these two ladies. Also toll-free 866-776-1350. And you can tweet us at 1350 KMAN.